Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the California Angels and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second, the right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third, the shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Roger Ripos. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Murphy. Pitching for the California Angels, Tom Murphy. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third, the left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth, the catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Jansky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jansky. And now, play ball. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton, who is chasing the ball. Johnstone reaches third base with a triple. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnstone scores. It's 1-0, Angels. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fregosi moves to second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fregosi moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 0. The Angels will come to bat. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Repo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky strikes out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-1 in the game. O'Brien is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Johnstone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fregosi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Steve Keeley now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-1 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive towards first. Spence reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0 for 1 in the game. Repos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Jainsky strikes out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Queen pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Queen moves to second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fregosi hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Queen now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards short. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez throws the ball into Fregosi who relays the ball to Alomar who tags Melton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan now catching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Noop hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ripos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Jainsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Queen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence juggles the ball. That's an error on Spence. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Johnstone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Johnstone reaches third base with a triple. Queen goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, White Sox. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-2, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Terry Cox now pitching. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of John Stone. Berry reaches second base with a double. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 11-2, White Sox. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Jainsky strikes out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Noop moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing left field. Jose Ortiz now playing right field. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Egan moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Herman juggles the ball. That's an error on Herman. Egan moves to third. Euler moves to second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 1 RBI. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Egan tags and scores. Euler tags and moves to third. One out. It's 11-3, White Sox. Mickey Rivers pinch hits for Terry Cox. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Euler scores. Alomar moves to second. It's 11-4, White Sox. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and California Angels, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.